Winter sports previews continue here on KETE and Afternoons with Aaron. And right now we're going to talk Lake Mills Wrestling as the head coach of the Bulldogs, Alex Brandenburg, joins us. And Coach, a good afternoon and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, I'm getting to know the coaches with me still kind of new on the job. So give me a little background about yourself. How long have you been the head coach at Lake Mills?
This is my 14th season at Lake Mills, and before that I had 4 years at a little school about an hour and a half from here to the west and south called Twin River Valley.
Okay.
But they've actually dissolved since then, so quite a few years.
Now, Alex, let's recap what happened last year for a Bulldog Wrestling before we talk about this year and some of the guys that make up the 2021-2022 roster. Was it a pretty much a normal season for wrestling in the state of Iowa last year?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We lost a few meets, but like usually the first weekend we go to Blue Earth and wrestle tournament. That got canceled, and then we were supposed to have a triangular with Blue Earth and Maple River, and that got canceled. So we kind of lost our Minnesota portion of our schedule. But so we replaced them with other things, and then probably our favorite meet of the year is called the Battle of Waterloo. It's the last weekend before Christmas. That was supposed to be that's always a 32-team dual tournament with a lot of the best teams from our state, and unfortunately that got canceled. So it was pretty normal, besides that our schedule ended up actually being a lot easier than usual. Usually we'll go into if the postseason with maybe 3-4 losses, but last year we were undefeated just because all the meets we typically have that are tough kind of got thrown out last year. So that was probably about the only difference.
Alex Brandenburg, again, head coach of Lake Mills Wrestling, their winter sports preview here on KETE. So an undefeated, a regular season. How'd things go in the postseason as a team and for individuals last year?
We qualified for state duels. There's only 24 teams total in the state, just like it is in Minnesota, eight in all three classes. So we qualified. We went in as the 4 seed. We ended up getting beat first round by the 5 seed. We didn't wrestle very well. But we wrestled well our last two duels to get 5th. So
okay.
It was kind of nice because we had been to state 6 straight trips, but in the last 5, by getting 5th, we'd been in the top 5 all 5 years. I think we'd gotten 3rd, 5th. So, pretty excited about that. And then individual-wise, we took 5 kids to the state tournament, and 4 of them placed. So
okay.
We were pretty happy with that. We hoping to get 3-4 medals when we got down there. We had 2 seniors, Casey Hansen and Elijah Wagner, got 4th place medals. And then we had another senior, Dalton Thorson, get 8th, and a sophomore, Alex Beatty, got 8th. And then Brett Peterson, who was a junior, was 1 win away from placing, only lost by 2 points in the place blood round.
Well, a lot of success, especially recently for this Lake Mills wrestling team. And, Alex, I got to ask you again, you mentioned a couple of seniors that were at the state tournament last year. How many guys do you bring back? Let's talk about this year's squad. How many, I guess, veteran wrestlers are back on this year's team?
We're in an entirely different boat this year.
Okay.
If there's ever a rebuilding year, it's going to be this year. Right now we currently have 21 kids out, 9 through 12, and 11 are freshmen.
Oh, wow.
So we're really young. Like I said, we have 2 returning state participants with Brett Peterson. He'll wrestle 160, and Alex Beattie, who got eighth last year. He'll wrestle probably 45 or maybe 138. But, yeah, we do. We are fortunate where we probably have our best freshman class ever. But, I mean, they're freshmen, so yep. It's going to be, especially the ones in the upper weights, you know, they're going to be wrestling grown men. So, I don't know. I mean, the picture of success will look a lot different this year. I mean, we're, you know, usually our goal, you know, from the beginning of the year, the last several years has been to get to the state dual tournament. But, I mean, realistically, that's probably not going to happen this year. We just got to try to improve these freshmen as much as we can, and then I think we can maybe get back there the following 3 years.
So it's just a rebuilding for a year with, again, when you have a freshman class with that many, like you mentioned, probably some inexperience, and it's a little tougher for freshmen to wrestle at those upper weight classes, but you know that the future is definitely bright with that young class for the Lake Mills wrestling team. Again, Alex Brandenburg, head coach, joining us. And Alex, do I have this right? Your first meet coming up is on Thursday. Is that when you guys kick off the season? Talk about your first meet.
We head over to Nashua, which is about an hour and 15 minutes to our east and south, and we will wrestle Nashua Plainfield, who's always been pretty good. They, you know, they probably had a streak of maybe about 10 straight dual tournaments. You know, the last 5 years they've been kind of on the edge. I know last year they lost a regional duel. Really close one. Actually, the last 2 years they've barely lost trying to get to duels, but they were really young last year, so they're going to be, they'll be really tough. And then we wrestle Mason City Newman Catholic and Garner Hayfield Ventura. And I would think, you know, it'd be tough to beat Nashua, but I would think we could be able to take out the other two and have a good starting night. But like I said, a lot of inexperience, so you just don't know.
Again, Lake Mills kicks off their season Thursday night, December 2nd at Nashua Plainfield. Alex Brandenburg, the head coach, with us. And Alex, before I let you go, you mentioned last year that this got canceled. Coming up on December 17th and 18th, you mentioned the Battle of Waterloo. And I'm looking at, I guess, the logos of all the teams are going to be there. And like you mentioned, this is a huge tournament. You said one of the favorites that your guys like to wrestle in each year. Talk about what happens at the Battle of Waterloo, because, again, I'm looking, there's tons of teams there.
Yeah, it's for people in Minnesota, and especially Albert Lee, I know he used to go to the Clash in Rochester.
Yep.
I mean, it's the same. It's not the level of the Clash by any means, but it's the same format. So the first day they put you in, the first on Friday, they put you in four 8-team brackets. And, you know, if you win all three that day, you know, you have a quarters, a semis, and a finals, you get first. You know, just for instance, if you lose first round and then win your next two, you'll get fifth in your bracket. And then what they do the second day is, they put all four first together for a round robin format.
Okay.
For the final. If you get sixth in your pool, they put the four six together and you do a round robin three duels the second day. So it's fun because, like, the second day, you know, first day there might be some blowouts, you know, but the second day, you know, you're wrestling three teams that should be pretty equivalent to you. And, the Battle of Waterloo has helped us a lot. I mean, we've never, even the years we got third at state duels a couple times, I think we were in the third place pool the second day. I mean, we've never been in the first or second place pool. It's just loaded. There's tons of 3A teams there, and I'd say probably two-thirds of the teams there are ranked in the top 15 in the three classes in Iowa. And but it just teaches the kids how to wrestle in close duels, and that's huge. When you get to regional duels and state duels, let the kids know, you know, I might get beat, but I'm not going to get pinned, you know. I up by seven, I need to get this extra point to get a major decision, because one or two points usually decides those tight duels.
Again, Alex Brandenburg, head coach, Lake Mills Wrestling, their winter sports preview here on KATE Radio. As we mentioned, December 2nd, Thursday, Nashua Plainfield to kick off the season, and that Battle of Waterloo, December 17th and 18th, kind of the highlight of the Lake Mills schedule. Alex, thank you so much for the time. We'll check in probably a couple of times throughout the season to get updates on Lake Mills Wrestling. Good luck on Thursday, and again, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate you guys having me.